How does a person work on Tzipi Shel Yeshua? This is a question that must be addressed, and let's hope Be'ez Hashem we're going to be able to address this properly. It was the Shaila of this Shaila, how does a person work on Tzipi Yeshua? He seems to have a pleasant life and a decent quality of life. He's not in any big tzara that he really feels he needs a Yeshua from. He feels he's basically doing well, he's happy. He has what he needs, be it a parnasa, be it a chavrusa, be it a wife, be it parents, be it a family. Whatever things he needs, he feels he's comfortable. He's not really missing anything. So he understands there might be some mildness in his government to be able to make a call from those things, but like he doesn't see why he should be sitting on the floor b'chatzayis and crying away. Like he doesn't see, and he wants to have to work on being mitzvah Yeshua. This is the mindset of the Rav HaShoyel, and without wissing that this is common, many people have this mindset. And what can help them is just to have a shtickle understanding of the oisher of the Moshe Mashiach, b'yachas to where he stands right now. And if you just understand, just have a clear view, let's say Ladugma. Yes, you have a person that was born in Russia in the 1920s, and he lived till the 1990s. So the entire lifespan was under the communist regime. And he doesn't know any better. He's never seen America. So he feels that's considered a quality of life to scream about how great Stalin is and to wait in line for 4 hours to get a Fashimel to Apple. And that there's equality for everybody, so nobody's poor. I mean, he just thinks that's a normal way of life. He doesn't know any better. If that person would be able to come to America and see how people are living, the happiness that they have, the lack of fear that everything they said is going to be recorded and used against them, the lack of fear of being exiled to Gulag at any time of the day or night, that sheetness that you walk into a store and you can buy anything and everything, You know, if you finally got a pair of shoes, one is a size 8 and one is a size 10, and you happen to be a size 12, like the whole thing does just like. So that person doesn't know any other life, so he thinks he lived a life with a quality of life, and he's happy in Mother Russia, and he doesn't have any, he's not even applying to leave. But it's Rahman's, because if he would only have any sense of what the life is in the free world, that he would so much be misabed for that, and he would realize that he had no quality of life b'yachas to what he could have. He would realize what that Stalin oppressive regime has robbed him of, but he has no hasog of it. V'doymit to that is the ha'orot yimayis Mashiach to b'yachas the life that we live in. And it's on every level possible. And let's start being mefarad a little bit. Let's say you have a man doing yeshiva, it's a lamdan, a gutakab, a land, and it goes gishmak. Let's say he would have the luyishkeit of Rabbi Aaron Sislovitz as a tzal, or he would have the luyishkeit of Rabbi Shem Feinstein. His learning would be le'ein erech with so much more chesed. He's never confused, he's never mixed up, he's never overwhelmed. Every time he just opens it, it's clawing and it's dancing at him and it's being fulfilled and told by my Madeira every second of the day. He wouldn't be able to be paying a short. Pasha de Cheshkes Ateira would be so negative, partially because he has that ability. But that Feshtein in the Arabi Mesa Mashiach, it's very possible that every Benteira today would be not be Madreyes or Mesha Feinstein or Abraham Sisters. He'd be Madreyes Tana Mamish. It's very yitach. The Horan and the Shefa from Chochma and Teira and these in Yonam, with Ma'ate Yigia, the person would mamela catch on and give all the Eifin. This is one of the ways that Mishnah's Rabbanon state is part of the Avelis on the Churban, that you have to be Deirish b'chol leiv and b'chol nefesh just to get a mashu from the Horan HaKdusha. Just to get a little inspiration, you need that. But if you are living in a place with this Kohen and Bavi Dossim Zrizim, and you go to be Sambidish Man Tilmad Yira, you are so inspired all the time. We live in a world that the Yechidim that are a little bit more inspired than the other people, Mashu, and they inspire everybody else. But it's just a Mashu what they are. Imagine you be living with the Kaychas and Nefesh of Mamish, the real, that you can't even imagine what kind of Kaychas and Nefesh. Imagine the Nefesh HaYisrael is kemat endless in what is Kayach Kedu. Every Ben Yisrael, even if he perceives himself the weakest Balkish in the world, is Shaira to Madrigas Rishayna Vacharinim Be'etim. It's all the Tintum Aliv that's going on from the Ribi Avrinis and the Tiltal Agolis and the Tsar Agolis and the Ribi of Chatoim that make it that it's just so hard to really catch on to get a real Madrega. And even if you find someone that's Be'emis, it's Shtakat HaMokhom, and Be'emis got a big Madrega, and Shtakat Meyuchat Ola Al Kol Bnei Gilei. It could easily be Ishtamitzi, something can get picked off and somebody bring an aura on him that he just didn't realize and he made it wrong. It can happen to anybody. And even so, he's not been Madrigas Achoinim. As big as he is, he's not been Madrigas Rishayim. And he has no Shaykhis to Madrigas Tanoim. He has no Shaykhis to that. The aura of Eshpoich Ezruchi al Kol Boset that the Nevi'im of Menabigim and Avim Yisrael Mashiach is an aura that every person is going to be lighting like a Pella. And his motivation and his inspiration and his sibuk achayim from every mitzvah. If the person, if a person did a mitzvah of smichas gul tefillah da'atzich, the smile wouldn't leave his face the whole day. This freilichkeit that he did that mitzvah, every one of us would be shining to that on every mitzvah. The power of life, to the 10th power on the scholastic level, the emotional level, on every level, he'd be so moly chayim and so moly zimza. If you would only have a little peek at that for 1 minute, what that life is, he would understand that he's living in the Tsarist Russia or in the Stalinist Russia, and he has no chayim whatsoever. We are living b'shuv Hashem b'shivatzi and hoyinu kecholim. The whole thing is just a chalm. It's not even real, the life that we're living. The amount of alertness that we have, the amount of pikras, the amount of hashkofa, the amount of havana, every way, it's symptom of a tzar miyut achar miyut achar miyut achar miyut. Kishihit and Hashem v'yigo leino. Everybody's going to be chayzit in madrigas that we had in Davis before. And that kind of hiseiras, and that kind of sipag achayim, kol nimei nafshoi is going to be completely satiated from his Torah and from his mitzvahs. So nothing would even be in his soyim for him. There's nothing they can pull him away from. He just posts a so shake of it. If we looked at our daily soul, the Chidish Kula Shebedor, we see in them a big madrega clapping us, but clapping where they would be or where we would be in the Richter Gaon of the Shefa, Kodesh of Zman HaMashiach, it would be entirely, we'd be way past them. Way past them. What we see people that, you know, the Aris HaTeira, let's say, takes them very much. Takes it very much. We've seen many daily. So I'm just thinking now this story that about Rav Moshe Shmuel Zatzal Shapiro. He would come home to eat supper. So it was everything was ready on the table, but you know he was ochr sharapim in the sugya. So he would politely ask his wife, "He just wants to look something up for a minute, you know." Because he's learning, and Pasha forgets about the whole supper, and it gets cold. So he says, no, he just couldn't pull himself away from the Rambam he was reading. So she warms that up again. You know, this is before the microwave. It warms up again. Again, it gets cold again. Again, it gets cold. He just can't pull himself away from the shtender, from the thing he was looking up after Kol HaStorim Kul. But this is baby talk, b'yachas, to where every one of us would be holding, if we're talking about the real Ha'orah, or the Keches HaNefesh. You read about certain daily Yisrael, Chveis Dov, and Kloizibur Garov, the phenomenal keichas and nefesh that he has, it just but that would be baby talk to us. Baby talk if we'd be holding in the richting of, we are not living a full life at all. We're living really a very shallow and empty life. B'yachas to where we're shaykh to. The ritzi that a person feels, the nachasur that he's also kind of, how he feels the presence of the Metzius HaBeira, everything, every level, any inyan ruch that he's going to be nizgov, v'neira admoi, to the point that the Rabban even has the problem of staying, so where's the p'chira b'may samshir, how it's going to be, everything is so glory, everything is so glory, atke deikach is the problem. So does this show, did he ever say with Amunah, did he ever say it? Did he ever believe in it for a second? What it means, the Ritzi and the Kayach Kapora? Did he ever believe it? The Zrike Ezrik Alechem Maim Tohirim Betaharim, he was inspired all the ganze Slichas of Chayim, he was Zrike Alechem Maim Tohirim Betaharim. Does he know what kind of tire he can get with that Zrike?
A match is a match. He's nice. the end of the day, he's still going to have that fear.
The only question he could ask, which he's not asking, is that he's afraid of the Heavenly Mashiach. That he could ask. But what are you afraid of getting the Mayim Tahirim that's going to be able to tie you? What's the fear? You don't like getting a splash? Like, what's your problem? He won't get any Jews. He's going to get Nifl to get Gapoas. Pasha for the Kayach HaTshuva. The Seiris HaTshuva is going to be Nehra Mayim. He's going to do a Tshuva Amukar. He's going to pierce his heart like he never did in his life. His tefillah is going to be... He's going to have such an uplifting experience in his tefillah. A person is going to be saying, if you just read the Avtochus of the Novi and believe in it, you'll have a phenomenal picture of it. So anybody who's asking this question, it's only because he doesn't really know what the picture is. I must tell you, I was Mahara recently. I don't know if it's Takazay, but there was Mahara recently on the Rashi who said that Yankim really wanted to be Megala the Kates. And it was Nistam Imenu. So he was going to be Megala to them, Tov Shinayin Ches. Thousands of years from now, that Mashiach, I mean, that we know that coming to now, coming this minute, Mashiach, but he hasn't come till Tov Shinayin Ches. So that would be a big Nechama for them, that Giloi, that he'd be Megala, that you're going to have to Mach Tordi, Golas, and Yen, Golas, and Yen, Golas. That's what he wanted to do. What would be the big chizik in that? So I was Mahara that the Giloi and Kate that Yankov was going to do meant like this. Every Novi was Rashai to be Megala, a Gevissa Oysher that there was in the Zman of Yimba Yisrael Mashiach and the Ketz. A Gevissa Atov, a Gevissa Brocha. This one is Megala that Oyyesh Ruskeni Ruskeni is Baruch Yishlam. This one is Megala that you'll be Kamayim Le'yom Mechasa. Everyone is Megala, all different Toivis and Yehudim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftir for Yimba Yisrael Mashiach. Yankov Avinu wanted to be Megala the whole thing. He wanted to be everything, whatever Novi said, and whatever Nevi'im didn't say, whatever they were masking, whatever they weren't masking. He was going to be Megala, the entire Ketz of Yemais HaMashiach, b'chdei that the Sheifa and Samoyin for it would be so strong that Mamele would come way earlier than Tav Shinayin Ches. The icky problem is the Sheikh Nei Sidra showed that Yemid Avdei Rezayim. So even nor Yankov would be able to be Megala, it's Oysher. If you'd be able to be toimed from the tiur that Yankov Avinu would give, that itself would be a phenomenal koyach that we may be mekarev the Yemos Mashiach. Everybody's more interested to be involved. The main problem is, you know, the Chofetz Chaim used to like saying over the Maisim with the Beis Halevi. When he was in Slutsk, I think at that time, and the Kehila of Brisk wanted to invite the Beis Halevi to become Rav, and the Beis Halevi was very hesitant. So a whole delegation of the Tuvi Oir of Brisk visited him with the Ksav Rabbonis, and he was hesitating. And one Pashto Yid that came along with them, maybe he was the one who was driving the wagon, like when they were leaving, all upset, he said to the Beis Halevi, "There's 25,000 Yidden waiting for you. How could you deny them? How could you say no? 25,000 Yidden in the year, Brisk, that want you to be their Rabbi. How could you just disappoint them all?" So Chofetz Chaim used to like saying over this story and say, and Bevolti Ken Zogafah the Mashiach, that there's a million Yidden waiting for you. How could you be Mitzake? Bevolti Galachi Kumen. Kefidit Zemoyin and the Seir is Bevolti Shingalachi Kumen. That itself would be the Mevi Makara. So that was Yankov Avinu to be Megala the Zakeitz. Let's see, Chazal say, they call on Avinu the Snabu Ela Limaish Mashiach. Of Olam Habo, that Tainug. And that Eden Amiti Anitzri of Yeshim Batrisayim Barashayim Mesam Zevashrei Lo Yisigu. They weren't Megala that. Because they weren't able to be Matzik the Eish of it. Of Ich Freireich. Eib, the Nevi'im Volt, you can't Matzik Zayin. And if they would be able to stell forth for you the Tainig and the Eish Anitzri or Amiti and the Eden from Kol Yidunim, it may be much more Seiris to go B'derech HaTeir and to be Nitzel from the Ma'akrim Uchadayimah. Avada the Chassam Beir was the Rabbi Baba Nish Megal Zayin, but the Rabbi Yimayz Mashiach, there's a level of Gilui that they were Megal. Kol Anavim Lenis Nabu Yimayz Mashiach. So that's what Yankov Avinu wanted to be Megal of the case, meaning be Megal of what it means living in those times. So right here, the Rabbi this Shail, we're going to go right to the other questions, but the little amount that if you just read the Divrei Nevi'im and hear the Yehudim and see what life is about and just try to picture it, that you're going to have the Kedusha and the Taira and the Hasoga and this Karvas of a Tana, which is something which we have no Hasoga in. We don't even have Hasoga in Gedolei Yisrael from two generations ago. So Avada he wouldn't have any question why shouldn't he be mitzvah Yeshua. He just has to know what's the opponent the Yeshua has. And what's the opponent he has, he's holy. It's like the guy in Russia says, I'm basically a freedom. This is life. You wait in line, you get it. I mean, this is just part of life. He has no problem with it. I don't know. I was trying to shtel tzu to what the Rambam says. Mifnei zeh, the Rambam has a shuv in Perek Tes. Mifnei zeh o inyan nisavu kol ha-nevi'im b'chachom le'moizim Mashiach kidei she'yimtzu lehem magoyu v'yasku b'teir koroi. And to be able to be mischakim koroi. That's what the Rambam says. What? I don't think so. I mean, the Mrs. John brings that in Chassidus. So if you are you up to that step, if you're up on that step of the ladder, you do it. If you're not up on that step of the ladder, you just read the Chayinashka, and you are not there. You're dying a cup. You stick to the Rambam. He says the Levim too. Get a look at the Rambam. He says they should be able to be mekayim mitzvos koroi, and everything I'm saying is kol b'dvar mitkivus what this means kiyim mitzvos koroi. If you have the Yir Shemayim for the Rambam, if you have the Avos Hashem for the Rambam, if you have that, then you know what it means. What it means, mitzvos koroi, and the sibig moly that you have, you're so satiated. Let's see today a guy he's waiting 10 years to have a kid, and he has a kid. He's so satiated. He's an amoeba and a paramecium. They know this from their biology back in 10th grade. It's a one-celled organism. The extent of how much of him is satiated is only how much he is. His whole metzias is a pchina of a paramecium. Be yachas to his metzias, what it would be, b'zman da'ar v'mayis Mashiach. You live here, but you understand what I'm saying, right? You live because you have an over, you think it's a joke. Huh? It's poshtet. So you know what? But you know what it is? It's a one-celled organism. So we are all paramecians. So even though this guy's so happy, but it's only if he what the mensch is. The shallowness of this person. So b'yachas to his chav, he's not shallow. He's a mensch shemtish. But b'yachas to what he could be, what his neshama is shayach to, what his nefesh is shayach to, he's a paramecium mamish. So the sipuk and nefesh that guy would have when he's being a maluk, a real metzias in nefesh, a mensch b'tashir koyim b'gavoya adel shemayim. That sipuk is just in erech halav ein daim eloy, and that is why the guy should just have a little idea of what this man Yeshua means. And this, I'm going with mandoma ein bein b'yisem Mashiach l'chayim ma'zeh, ein bein neim only shiva malchis. But I'm saying what it means to be without shiva malchis. What it means, all the tzoras I go to, tzora achat tzora, was memayit in the fashas, memayit the levavas, and that's what we're down and reduced to be these paramesiums. Okay, I think we dwelled on this enough. Hopefully, whoever has that question.